Dreamscape presents Can't Let Go by Alison Gray, narrated by Jane Jacobs. Revenge is a confession of pain. Latin proverb. Prologue. Sarah Helen de Graaf had lived at the corner of Trad and Limehouse Street since she was a little girl. She was 77 years old, a recent widow, and on that particular night, she happened to be up late, due to her chronic melancholy and her desire for a large glass of the artisanal bourbon her hipster grandson had dropped off earlier in the week. He'd kept raving about the rust-colored liquor's age, but Sarah Helen had barely paid attention to his feverish enthusiasm. Bourbon was bourbon. It had one job, no matter how old it was. And it was doing that job splendidly on the night of the 14th. Sarah Helen couldn't remember the last time she'd had such a buzz. It wasn't ladylike, of course, but she'd given up on caring about such things years ago. After all, she was in the privacy of her own home, wasn't she? She might be drunk, but did it really count if no one could see her? She would say no, certainly not. So, she was determined to enjoy her small bit of rebellion. Her two cats, Sumpter and Wando, were curled up next to her on the worn davenport that had been in her family since the 1920s. She'd filled her glass again, though something in her told her she shouldn't. "There's nothing more unattractive than a drunk woman," Sarah Helen said to her cats. It was something her mother had always insisted. This advice hadn't kept any of the members of her family from drinking, but then again, they'd always had the good sense to imbibe in the privacy of their own homes. Except the men, of course. Drunk men, with money, anyway, were seen as respectable in Charleston. A rich drunk was a partier, a playboy. A poor drunk was just an alcoholic. Men could get away with things in Charleston that women couldn't. Sarah Helen's father had been a rich drunk. It had been his undoing in the end. He'd died of cirrhosis when Sarah Helen was a sophomore in college at Smith. She'd come home for the funeral and spent the week beside her mourning mother, who hadn't shown a drop of emotion at the wake or at the service. Mama was stoic, elegant, and cold. A good Charleston widow, the kind she'd been raised to be.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?